Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. On the show is Bob Schlegel, the author of Angels and Entrepreneurs, a lifestyle formula for starting your own business and riding the roller coaster of entrepreneurship, where Bob shares the lessons learned from navigating the life of an entrepreneur. Should be quite interesting. And Mr. Schlegel, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
Now, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us here today. So you mentioned, for starters, PEP a lot in your book. Can you explain your PEP philosophy and why it is so important for success?
Sure. I'd call it my PEP acronym, you know, considering the energy and enthusiasm of a young kid. You know, when we're all kids, we're peppy. Your grandparents said you're full of pep and vinegar. So I take that PEP, the PEP theory, and that acronym stands for the P. Actually, there's a couple of P's, a couple of E's, but it could be, you could call it PP, but I think PEP is a better marketing word. So we're going with that. And the first P is for persistence. I think the most important thing in any entrepreneur or any business or in life in general, you know, is persistence. You can't give up. You got to keep trying it. First time you fail, you're probably going to fail a few times. My acronym for fail is, first attempt in learning, for the using the fail as an acronym. And I think as we fail and try things and fix them and keep going and progressing, I think it's just the more we can believe, the more persistent we can be, the better off we're going to be and enjoy life and business. And the next one, the E, is basically represents education. And the more education you can get, the better. It's been said that the greatest thing you can acquire is education, because nobody can take it away from you. When you need to investment in business and bank guarantees and things like that, they can't take away if you have a professional degree. Or whatever you have, they can't take it away from you. Your MBA, your CPA, your medical degree, whatever. It's always an asset that stays with you forever. And the next one is the next E is entrepreneurship. And I think this changes your life, and it's a lifestyle. And I think that's so important in get out of the rat race of working for somebody else and doing your own thing and proving your own worth and value. The next P is really passion. And I think if you're more passionate you are, the more passion you have, the more you're going to love your job, the more purpose you're going to have in your life. And with purpose, you have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. So I think the passion and purpose are just vital. And if you love your job, you're never going to work another day in your life. So it goes along forever. And the last P, that is partnerships. And really, you're trying, as a partner entrepreneur, I think you try to make all your partnerships, all the stakeholders, partners in some way, your vendors, your suppliers, your customers, they have to be a win-win. So as opposed to sports, where you have to a winner and a loser, in entrepreneurship, you can have win-wins in every transaction you have. So your customers gets value, and you can make profits, hopefully selling to your customer. Your suppliers sell to you, they're happy, they make money, you make money. And all your stakeholders, all your landlord, everybody is a stakeholder and a partner in your success. So I think it's important. It's more fun, and it's important to really share your successes and share your success with everybody, your people you're dealing with, from your family to your landlord.
Well, I like where the acronym comes from, PEP and PEP. That's some good stuff and a great place to kick things off today and laying some great groundwork as well. Now, what is one of the biggest lessons you have learned in all of your years in business? I mean, I'm telling you right now, whatever you have to share, I'm sure would be a great takeaway.
Well, there's a couple of them. I guess one is your customers, the most important thing. If you don't have customers, you don't have business. The next thing is cash flow. You have to have cash flow. If you don't have cash flow, you don't have business. So that's your lifeblood. But the purpose of every business is to make a profit. So you have to be profitable with customers. And the next thing would be debt. Well, you never, don't over leverage and don't have too much debt. Don't get caught. I've been caught a few times, especially the great recession of 2008-2009 was pretty nasty. And you learn a lot of lessons when you face that and fight your way through that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure on that. Now, what do you recommend to entrepreneurs starting out in their careers, and should you start or buy your first business? I'm sure that would raise some great debate right there.
Well, the first thing, I'd make sure you have get the education behind you. Get while you're young and ambitious, get as much education as you can, get that behind you. And when it comes to buying or starting, you know, if it's starting or buying is also always better. It saves you years and years, but it takes a lot of capital. So unless you're buying a spinoff or getting a deal on a spinoff or like a no down payment deal or a low down payment deal from a, say your company you're working with or a friend or you can finance 100% or something like that, it's difficult to buy a business. So starting as a Skunk Works is always more fun. Starting your garage like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and the boys back in the day. You could start in your garage and Michael Dell, maybe another good one. They all started with, you know, nothing, right, basically, and built successes from Skunk Works or garage, you know, hole-in-the-wall kind of startups.
Certainly do appreciate your feedback in those regards. That is certainly most helpful. Now, how do you ride the ups and the downs of the roller coaster of entrepreneurship? Talk to us about that.
You know, I didn't name the roller coaster came from a description really from my former editor after he'd written the book. I thought I was just living my normal life, but it was looking back on it, it was a roller coaster. You have good times, good years, bad years, and it's a seasonal. It was a seasonal of the Great Recession. You know, was terrible. The SNL crisis in the 80s was terrible. The dot-com crisis, you know, in 2000. These crises seem to come and go, and you got to be in a position to survive them. So you have to have. And basically, it's the way your long-term debt works. Your bankers are could shut you down if they have to, if they things aren't going well. So you have to be careful. You're in a position that you don't bet the farm on anyone, especially your first couple of projects. You never bet the whole farm. Because things can change pretty quick and it can really catch you off guard really destroy you if you're not careful.
Tremendous insight shared so far, and looking forward to hearing just a little bit more from you before you go. Today we're speaking with Bob Schlegel, author of Angels and Entrepreneurs, a lifestyle formula for starting your own business and riding the roller coaster of entrepreneurship. And this is where Bob has shared the lessons learned from navigating in the life of an entrepreneur. And he's joined us here today to share some of that information here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at lifestyle, you call it a choice. Give us a rundown on that.
I'm a great believer in the power of positive thinking. You know, Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book Power of Positive Thinking back in the 50s and 60s. No, basically, based on the scripture verse, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. The scripture quoted from Philippians. So, if that's not about angels, I think we all need angels, and they're angels are out there. Just have to, you know, follow them and be optimistic and work towards your goals and sort of never give up.
Now, over the course of your career as an entrepreneur in both the senior retirement center and landscape materials manufacturing industries, you experienced setbacks, unprincipled partners, and near financial ruin. If you would describe one such experience and how you were able to weather the hardship in those situations.
I think the worst one was probably in the Great Recession of 2007, 2008. We had the company, actually had a landscape company, the biggest one we had for 30, and we had it then at point for 28 years. And we had a good offer to sell it in 07, 06, 07. The early 2000s were great for us. And 07 was our best year. We had hit $400 million in sales and had a good offer for a 9x EBITDA. And we were all set to close on that. And it's actually blocked by the Federal Trade Commission as the antitrust. We were selling to another big company, even though we only had about 15% of the marketplace in concrete products. We had 95% of a couple of big box customers. So that was denied by the Federal Trade Commission, even though we thought it was a ridiculous point. If the government rules you can't do something, you can't do it. So it's one of the things you have to live with. And really, and then that was at the 2007, 2008, and then the Great Recession started, and that just killed us, took our sales down about 10% a year for the next 4 years. So all of a sudden we're sitting there after 32 years and had, sales are dropping and things have just changed drastically from 07. So we had to get through that, and we took on another partner, and they kind of bailed us out for another couple of years, and then we sold it to a larger company.
Yeah, I really appreciate your sharing that, and I'm sure someone learned something from that experience that you went through and was able to weather the storm and the hardship there. Now, in your book, Angels and Entrepreneurs, you describe yourself as a less than enthusiastic student. How did you get to your level of success despite that?
I was a terrible student. I failed The first time I did stuff, I seemed to fail at all. I failed grade 9, failed the first year of college, and been through a lot of things before that as a kid. You have to keep trying and keep digging and never give up. I figured how to become a better student in college and finally got my CPA degree after taking a lot of summer schools and things like that. But I think it's just a never give up policy, Eric.
Yeah, that never give up will take you a long way, that is for sure. Now, what are your four foundational pillars for a successful life as an entrepreneur, and why do they even matter?
I think that goes back to the PEP theory again. I think the whole system of education and entrepreneurship and besides just the basic education, Malcolm Gladwell wrote the book The Outliers. Get your 10,000 hours of practice in there. As a CPA accounting student, you worked your 10,000 hours in the first three years or so, and you get that behind you. It's really you learn more from the 10,000 hours of work than you do from the 14 years of school or 16 years of school before that. So it's really important to get the experience, get the education, and just carry on and never give up.
Now, here's a question for you in regards to competition. Talk to us about why you think it's important to treat your largest competitor as an important partner.
That may partner, at least you got to get intelligence on your partners. With Google these days, it's easy to get intelligence on every competitor you have out there. And the more you can meet them, that's all so much the better. The trade associations are great for, they're all talking about improving quality in your industry, quality of your, for example, landscaping product. They had a huge landscape trade associations. So you get to meet up, and they're all setting quality standards and distribution standards and warranty standards, things like that. And you get to know the people you're dealing with. So in our case, when we did come to sell the Pavestone company for the third time, basically, after the FTC denied it and then took an equity partner, we knew exactly who the potential buyers would be. One of them called us, and we worked out a deal pretty much a lot of it over the phone, actually. They did very little diligence. They knew us. We knew them. So there's a lot of trust and building trust between people. You can accomplish, and they really saved us in the end and gave us a good value and got a good price for the business that was left when we did sell it.
One last question for you before we conclude. How do you align your business and your values, and what's an example of the benefits you get from doing so?
Sure. I like to set goals, Eric. Like I call them BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. And put them on your right side of your spreadsheet, and that's a goal you want to hit. It may be a 5-year or 10-year goal or just a long 30-year goal, but on the right-hand side, you put your BHAG, and then you take your KPIs, your key performance indicators, every day. So you detail your KPIs to what they have to be, your sales per day, deliveries per day, whatever is important in your business, manufacturing costs per square foot or per customer or per car sold, whatever you're dealing with, work in your KPIs and measure them daily. So measure your results daily, and what's measured matters. And share them with all your people, your managers, but they know what you're measuring matters. So they're going to be working. Oh, you're all working towards those goals. Keep the KPIs up where you want them to be. Keep them growing. So you grow into your BHAG, and by the end of your run, you should have a nice little enterprise.
Well, Mr. Schlegel, we certainly appreciate your time and spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. I'm sure the listeners want to know where they could tap into this book, pick up the book, and get more information on yourself. Where's the best place to do so?
Sure. It's available on Amazon, of course. My website is bobschlegelauthor.com. And then Schlegel is Schlegel. But Amazon is the best place to buy them. There's print books, there's audiobooks, and there's ebooks.
Of course, once again, that website is bobschlegelauthor.com. Mr. Schlegel, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good day.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bob Schlegel, the author of Angels and Entrepreneurs, a lifestyle formula for starting your own business and riding the roller coaster of entrepreneurship. And once again, for all the details, visit bobschlegelauthor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.